This is the April 14 edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. On the phone line is Mark Russo. He's at Earth Risk Technologies in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, Todd.
Well, it's been really nice. Then we woke up today, and it's not. Although I have to admit, rainfall actually is kind of helpful at this point. There are some places that have been awfully dry, so maybe you can take us through amounts, what we did have, when that'll dry up, and when we'll get some heat that'll put some soil temperatures back in, and we can plant corn.
Well, with this rain event here that ended up, and I should call it a precip event, since there's actually some snow going on right now in portions of the central Corn Belt. Overall, the areas that picked up at least half an inch was the vast majority of Illinois, with the exception of kind of the north central and east central areas, kind of in around your neck of the woods there in Champaign-Urbana and points north, getting close to Chicago. The best areas here in Illinois that picked up over an inch were the far northern counties towards the Wisconsin border. And overall across the Corn Belt, it was much of central eastern Iowa and southern Wisconsin that picked up the heaviest totals in excess of 2 inches. So with the pattern here for the remainder of this week, following these rains, it will be unseasonably cold through basically the balance of the week as we continue to see these unseasonably cold temperatures. And along with that will be some additional opportunities for precip. So all in all, it looks like a pretty quiet week here, at least for any kind of planting progress here across not only Illinois, but across much of the Corn Belt on account of the colder temperatures now and the rains that fell and more rain on the way. A better week is likely next week, although there still will be some rain activity, but we do see temperatures kind of returning to more seasonal levels across the Midwest. So this cold that you're seeing right now, it does look, Todd, that improvement is on the way. We have to wait a week, though.
It looks to me like that cold stretches and stays pretty far south this time around, too, so that if you get into the Memphis, Tennessee areas, their overnight lows are pretty steep, even deeper into the week.
Yeah, and certainly this this cold front here pushed all the way into the Gulf Coast, and we're seeing very chilly temperatures in places across the plains, hard red and winter wheat belt, and that's an item closely watching with temperatures. Well, this morning and again tomorrow morning across areas of Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas with jointing wheat, are these temperatures are cold enough to cause some problems? And it looks like they're basically at those levels here, temperatures in the mid to upper 20s across those regions.
And usually it has to stay there for 2-3 hours for any real damage to happen. You think that'll happen tonight?
For areas of the plains hard red, it's not out of the question a few pockets could sustain some damage. Does it look like a widespread damage event? At this time, it doesn't look to be the case, but certainly you are reaching those threshold levels for about 2-3 hours, particularly southwestern Kansas, where there is more jointing wheat here, and actually that's the area that we'll see some of your coldest temperatures with readings in the mid-20s. For the Midwest soft red belt, though, likely the crop's just not advanced enough for this cold weather to be of any kind of threat.
Thank you so much, Mark.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Earth Risk Technology. He is in Chicago, Illinois. He joins us on this Monday edition of the Closing Market Report. You have a great afternoon. Stay warm. We'll get the corn crop planted soon enough. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.